This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hockey's a different sport from the NBA. You can't compare the cultures because of the way the game is played. You can step on an NBA floor and go through the emotions. You can't do that in hockey. You have to play it with passion. You have to be willing to fight. You have to be willing to leave it on the ice. That's what fans are investing in. So for us, when we charge $1,500 for a ticket, fans know what they're getting. Cale Makar, the best defenseman in the world, wasn't in the lineup for this game. This was the most viewed game that we've had in years. It's not just based on the skill and talent. It's based on the pride, honor, playing for the guy next to you. I got a question for the NBA players. What the hell are you playing for?
PK Subban, who apparently did not see last year's NHL All-Star game. Easy.
Right.
You have one international playing for your country tournament and another Team Shaq, Team Chuck.
Yeah.
The NHL's having a moment here, and that's great, but easy. I've seen lots of hockey games played where it did not look like there was a lot of pride being played for on the ice. It happens.
I do think there is a major difference between the sports. One of them has a problem. The other, I don't think, really does. I just don't think this is... This tournament versus the NBA All-Star game has been used to make that point. And I don't even think that point is wrong. It's just, this isn't why it's wrong. The reason the NBA has a problem right now that the commissioner is now flirting with 10-minute quarters instead of 12, and they've considered reducing the regular season, and they changed MVP this year where, hey, if you don't play 60 games, you're not eligible to win these individual awards anymore. Why? Because they're fighting load management constantly.
Yeah.
Because why? The stars in the NBA, kind of like I'm an NBA fan, kind of like me, do not care about the regular season. Doesn't matter. And some of that is the playoff format and who's actually can win it, but no one cares about the regular season. And in hockey, people care about the regular season. The play, you never, like, he's mentioning how, like, in that commentary, like, players in the NHL, they'll play hurt. They won't play injured. There's a difference between hurt and injured. They'll play hurt. NBA, they won't play hurt. Like, there are points to be made about that that are correct. And maybe that's why they're feeling like there's a problem to be fixed in the NBA that doesn't exist in the NHL. Players care more about the regular season in one sport versus the other. I don't know why this All-Star break was being used, though, as, like, the exhibit A to why that's a problem. It's just the flags. That's it. Did we see LeBron and Steph go crazy at the Olympics like 5 months ago? They cared about that tournament. They weren't getting paid.
They sure did.
Why? Because you slapped the flag on their chest. That's it. That's all it is.
That's right. And those guys grew up watching the Dream Team the same way, maybe even a little older than that, but the same way that these guys, these American kids, are talking about watching the movie Miracle. They weren't alive for it. They watch a movie about it.
And
they, you know, slap the flag on their chest. That's it. you know, hockey's having a moment here. And I just feel like listening to P.K. Subban there, I'm reminded of the scene in Animal House where Bluto's like, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? And the guy goes, Germans? Like, nah, forget it. He's rolling. Like, Subban's rolling here. You can't play without passion. Like, eh. And a lot of NHL games that get played without passion. And you get to the playoffs, passion comes out. And in the NBA, are there NBA games that don't have passion? Sure. Load management, lots of stuff like that. The game where Luka and LeBron both sit, like, congratulations for spending your money. These guys aren't playing. But when it gets to crunch time, those guys are going to play and be their best. So, whatever. Congratulations to hockey. They found this tournament. It's great. And when it's over, you know, Minnesota-Detroit is on Saturday. Here's the big question. Does the NHL get any sort of real, honest momentum from this? Because my answer is probably a no.
They might get the thing that happens in, like, the World Cup. Like, after the FIFA World Cup, there's a trend that, like, the next weekend of, it could be anything. It could be MLS. It could be Premier League. There's always a ratings boost, like, the next week. Because why? You got the fever. I'm into soccer now because, oh, yep, that was an awesome World Cup. Let me tune in. So you'll tune in. You'll watch one game and go, oh, this isn't as good. And then, you know, so that's going to happen to, I'm sure there will be casual hockey fans that maybe don't watch regular season hockey. Maybe they're like me with the NBA. I don't really watch a regular season NBA, but I do watch the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's a hockey fan like that out there that's going, you know what? I will watch Minnesota-Detroit on Saturday. And they're going to watch Minnesota-Detroit on Saturday. Like, all right, now you want to watch Columbus and Seattle on Thursday? Like, eh, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, it'll wear off. The buzz will wear off after like a week, I think.
803-0550. On the game tonight, if you want it, you can give us a ring. We got Paul Hamilton coming up at 8:30. Mike Zeisberger from Boston at 9. Lots to get to on this Four Nations final, which has been great. There's no doubt about it. It's been great. What do you do after it? You know, we'll see. To Lee in Buffalo. Lee, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Great. Thanks, Lee.
Good. Yeah, I was calling about, about what you guys were saying about the salary cap and Bean's comments after the after the end of season press conference, I should say. There was an interesting article on the website from ESPN from, I forgot the guy's name, Dan something.
Graziano, maybe?
Maybe. And the article went saying that Bean needs to push the button, and he was stressing on the article where Von Miller, I believe I heard Von Miller myself say, that he would wants to come back regardless of the situation. And the article goes, release Von Miller, free up that cap room, sign him to a cheaper deal, take that first-round draft pick and that fifth-round draft pick, turn that fifth round into a first-round draft pick if they make the Super Bowl. And I thought it was a very interesting article that...
Yeah, conditional, you know, trade.
Right, and with Greg Rousseau involved. And I guess Bean just needs to make that pitch if he's planning on doing it. I don't know if he is.
Yeah. The thing about Von will be interesting because they can save some money by moving on from Von. They can also save money by restructuring/extending. There are ways to do it. Von was their highest rated pass rusher by PFF last year.
Yeah.
Should you just cut that guy or should you spend a little bit more and push cap hits into the future because you might get a couple plays. Can he bring it in the playoffs next year? Maybe not. He's old. There's no doubt about that. But does he give you more than whoever you might bring in instead? I'm not convinced Von has to go. And the fact that he wants to be here, and if they like him as a leader or as a guy that's a Hall of Famer,
yeah.
They just kept Micah Hyde on the practice squad to help guys along the way, right? The process.
Right.
To me, if they like Von and what he does for the guys in the room, and he says, I want to come back until my key card doesn't work, then I don't think he is a slam dunk to leave. If they can make a move to save money and keep him here, I think that's fine, personally.
But it's got to be at a lower number.
And maybe he'll do that.
Than what he's at right now.
He redid his contract a year ago, and maybe he'll just do something different again.
If you can get a Bulldog's idea of sending Rousseau to Cleveland for Miles Garrett, I mean, I'm going to need another defensive end, right? So maybe keeping Von on a cheaper deal gets even more impactful at that point.
Yeah.
They're just, he's 35, 36. He's going to his age 36 season.
Yep.
I mean, even if he was really good by a lot of metrics last year. Pass rush win rate, pressures, 6 sacks even for him in 13 games. Like, if I told fans 6 sacks in 13 games for Von Miller going into the year, I bet a lot would have taken that. Because, remember, the year before was nothing. Like, he didn't even have a tackle the previous season. I mean, there's no guarantee that's going to hold up even. That he'll be a 6-sack guy with good underlying numbers going forward. Like, the wheels fall off naturally, let alone a guy that's been dealt with a major knee injury just 2 years ago. So I don't feel like I have to keep him. Like, it would have to be really, really cheap. Really cheap. Or else I might want to think, you know, go get a 1-year deal on, talking about going all in on guys. Like, even if they got a Garrett or a Max Crosby, like, is it a better idea to sign Von Miller and get him down to like $8 million, or should I just pay 10 and get Khalil Mack?
Well, the difference would be, would you rather have, if the difference is,
like, how many better ideas, I'm saying, are there in free agency for even like an older guy than what I've got right now in Von?
That's what I mean. If the difference is $2 million, then you just keep on. If it's, I save 10 by getting rid of him, or save, no, sorry. Yeah, 10 by getting rid of him and 8 to restructure.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm spending 2, and the rest of it goes into next year. Like, this kind of gets to our bigger conversation about the way the Bills should be running the cap, the way the Eagles have. They should be running up the most insane credit card bill for 2030 as possible. It's 100% what they should do. They should be ridiculed for being irresponsible about it. They should sign all 3 Eagles defensive free agents and trade for Garrett. Enough is enough.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, that's where, if Khalil Mack was going to be more expensive, like, I'd rather have a more expensive version of Von, I'm saying.
Yep. Okay.
Well, in addition to a Garrett move or a Crosby move, if they could do it.
You've got the access to this. Check out Khalil Mack's percentage of snaps. That's another way to put this. Like, Von's very situational. I think Mack is playing all 3 downs. I think he still is.
And that's right. Even we talked about Chase Young for a minute yesterday. Wouldn't Young kind of be the same thing? Like, wouldn't you expect him to play more situations? Then Von really is very specialized at this point. Which is not to say he's unusable. Like, Joe Marino throughout the season would tell us about Von. Like, he's actually doing better in run defense than I would have thought.
Yeah,
But that doesn't mean he's a guy you want out there against Derrick Henry. There was a reason he played 9 snaps against the Ravens early in the season. Khalil Mack on the year for the Chargers was playing 61% of the snaps.
It's a big number. Like, that would that lead the Bills defensive linemen, 61%?
In most years. I think Rousseau was really high last year, but in a lot of years that would have been, top for the Bills.
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe. Going to get a couple of inches of snow today. Some during the day, yeah. 2 to 4 in that neighborhood today. As winter continues its death grip on us for a couple more weeks. If you want to join us on the Bills or on the game tonight, the Four Nations Final, U.S. and Canada. Paul in Buffalo is up. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's game night. This is going to be a great one. Joe, I'm actually wearing the exact same jersey as you right now, the 2011 World Juniors. I did not have mine modded with the number. But, man, that was a great tourney. We did such a great job hosting that. There was just Canadians everywhere at every game, but it was such a fun time. It was a giant party for a week and a half. Tonight, I want Chris Kreider in the lineup. He has a history of scoring big goals in big games. But regardless of whether Kreider's there, this game is about Jack Eichel, Austin Matthews, and Connor Hellebuyck. Those are our 3 players that can match just about anybody not named McDavid. And certainly Connor Hellebuyck is in a field of his own in the goalposts. And they have got to carry us. This is their night. They're going to do it. Austin Matthews is going to hammer that one-timer in today. He's going to be the shutdown defensive guy he always is. And if we don't win, there's no reason for anyone to get their short pants in a bunch. You've had a great tournament. Guys, have a good one.
Thanks, Paul.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning
way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matthews, like, listen, this isn't exactly the kind of tournament that generates a million hot takes. Maybe if it was the Olympics, it would. And they haven't played that many games. Matthews hasn't scored. Have you really noticed him?
Not as much as I've noticed Eichel. I'll say that. Like, of their two, I mean, they really have three elite centers. Hughes is the other one. He's playing wing, though. Like, Eichel's been the one who stood out the most. I don't think Matthews has been bad. I think he got McDavid a lot in the Canada game, which could, you know, obviously you might not have as good a success if you have the puck, you know, 40% of the time as opposed to when you normally have it like 70% of the time. Yeah, I'd like to see more, though, from him. I'd like a goal tonight. He's dealing with something, too, right? He said he's a nagging injury that's new from something. It's different than what he had in Toronto earlier in the year. So maybe there's an injury thing there, too. But that's the good thing about, like, a superstar team is when one of your superstars is not scoring, you've got seven other guys that are capable of doing it. And by the way, on this jersey, this jersey sometimes annoys me. I'm currently wearing the Ryan Miller Team USA jersey.
Okay.
Like the white one with the USA that goes diagonal, right? Parents bought this for me for Christmas after that Olympics. The Sabres were hosting the World Juniors around the same time. And the U.S. World Junior team that year wore a patch with the U.S. shield. And inside the U.S. shield, there's the Sabre logo, and it says 2011 on it. The Olympic team didn't wear that patch. But that's how the Sabres sold the Miller jerseys.
Mm.
So it is the World Junior Team jersey with Miller on the back, not the Olympic jersey. So but the only difference is there is this Sabre logo inside this crest.
So you have kind of this hybrid.
Yes.
I mean, fake is not right. It's just, it's...
No, it's not fake.
No, it's just, it's the way the Sabres sold it.
It's more just incorrect.
Right.
It's the Olympic jersey, but they added a Sabre logo in it. Is all it is.
Josh is wearing a Joe Pavelski Team USA.
This is the World Cup of Hockey Team USA jersey. Right. Yeah,
the team that didn't win a game.
I remembered on Friday of last week to wear my USA jersey, and I forgot, or whatever game it would have been, and I forgot.
It was Friday going into Saturday.
But I am wearing a U.S. Open shirt, so that U.S. Open it counts. I won points.
It's not even red, white, and blue.
It's got red, white, and blue right there.
It's gray. It's a gray shirt.
With red, white, and a tiny bit of blue.
Okay.
And it says U.S. on it.
If you walk into a bar, people don't assume you're there for this game tonight. If you wear that into the bar tonight, they don't know that you're there for the game. Me and Josh walk in. They know why we're there.
Hey, the last winner of the U.S. Open is Bryson DeChambeau. He's American. Does that count for something?
There you go.
If you had like an Amex jersey or something that you wore in tonight, that would work, I think, better.
I need to see. So I have the one that's the Miracle Team USA jersey, Mike Ramsey. And then I also think I have the 96, the 90
World Cup. That was the World Cup in 96.
Okay, the 98. I think I have the 98 U.S. Olympic jersey. Which, by the way,
okay.
I think yesterday was the anniversary of Keith Tkachuk, Jeremy Roenick, and all those guys that trashed the hotel rooms after they lost in 1998.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's the jersey I have.
Yeah.
Dark blue, maybe not.
I've been told lots of stories about that incident. Wait, so I'm looking at it right now. It's like a white. The one I'm looking at is a white jersey, blue shoulders.
Yeah, I don't have
there's
that.
There's a circle in the middle that the U.S. logo is in, and it is like.
So what I have
very
is
very roller hockey looking.
Very much so. I have a dark blue jersey that has that same U.S. where the bottom of the S is the flag, kind of unfurling.
Okay.
I have that somewhere. I'll see if I can bust it out tonight.
Maybe it's 2002 or something.
Yeah. Tim in Charlotte. Hey Tim. Good morning.
Hey guys, how are you? I've been wearing a red, white, and blue American flag button down, fitted, no sleeves.
All right, like it.
You guys got my. I'm calling about one thing, and you're talking about another, and got me thinking and laughing. And first of all, there's a little bit of snow falling in Charlotte, so I turned on Odyssey and was tuned into to y'all listening to you know the sports talk this morning, and I just want to say appreciate it and thanks for taking the call, and a little bit of nostalgia with like I said a few snowflakes falling. I wanted to this may be crazy and you guys may have talked about this a million times over the past you know week or so. Like I said, I don't get a chance to listen that often, but has there been any talk about possibility of getting rid of AJ? And Vaughn, I would hate to lose Russo, although I would love, you know, the possibility of the return. Any of those that have been floated lately, I think would be a welcome addition to the team. I think Khalil Mack was hoping, you know, I read something long ago when he got drafted that he was thinking maybe he could come to Buffalo, and he was excited about that, or stay in Buffalo.
Yep.
That would have been really cool. So there's that. And then as far as the hockey game tonight, it's funny because I was listening to you guys talk earlier, and I'm thinking, you know, the only casual fan that would be watching any type of tournament, like the Four Nations tournament, if they had a women's hockey Four Nations tournament, that would be the closest thing to the NHL that a casual fan would go, switching from women's, you know, high-level women's hockey to a standard NHL game. That's what I'm so frustrated with the NHL, and I've been a lifelong fan. I mean, I'm 51 years old now. I grew up in Buffalo, but have you know moved. Let's see, 30 years ago, I make it back to the Bills game once a year. Anyways, long story short, I miss what the NHL was, and I know that's a long time ago. But what it has turned into today is reminiscent of a lot of those high level women's hockey games, and I hate to joke about it, but still. So anyways, you guys got me thinking. I wanted to call and say hello, say thank you for taking the call, throw those thoughts out there. And if you have anything you can share on any AJ discussions or trades like that,
yeah.
I hate to see Russo go. And thanks for taking the call, guys.
Thanks, Tim. I don't know that Russo will go. He's on a fifth-year option. Could he be a trade piece? He could.
Yeah.
Epinesa, whatever, he's under contract. He's not that expensive. Khalil Mack. So, as you mentioned, Khalil Mack.
Before you get into that, okay. Epinesa, I did look up. If they post June 1 they would save six of his $7 million. And then next year, they'd only be on the hook for two. So they basically can get, if they wanted and they thought, hey, we could take that money and get a better edge rusher,
yeah.
They can basically wipe.
But
the Epinesa contract
almost
clean.
Can't do it
until
after June 1st, because that's when you can use that money, and these edge rushers are going to be.
Or you can save like $3.5 million by just cutting them now.
So, all right. You want to make Khalil Mack your favorite plan in 5 seconds?
Sure.
Here are the top rated.
Over Myles Garrett?
Yeah, just maybe. The top five graded defensive ends per Pro Football Focus last year. Number one, Aiden Hutchinson. Number two, Myles Garrett. Number three, T.J. Watt. Number four, Nick Bosa. Number five, Khalil Mack. He's free. That's it. You don't have to
He costs a contract, but
right.
But you don't have to trade in.
You don't trade for him. Yeah. He's just free. Max Crosby, where's he come in? Max Crosby would have to trade for. He is 26th rated defensive end. But if you just want to do PFF, where was Vaughn?
He was higher, right?
11th.
Yeah. The difference is
where's Russo? 15. Right. Khalil Mack is a very good idea, and
he is.
You know he's older.
He's 33,
but he's free.
And actually, his birthday is on Saturday, so this will be his age 34 season.
Okay.
That's the difference. See, the thing about that is it's kind of more like Vaughn then. Right? Like,
it is.
I'm hoping I get two good years out of it.
But you don't.
If I get Garrett or I get Crosby, I'm thinking I'm getting four elite seasons, and then maybe I can get two good ones after that.
This is the ultimate. Sir, what do you want? Do you want to pay the draft picks to get a guy that's 29, or do you not want to pay the draft picks and to get a guy that's 33? You can't get the guy that's 29 without paying the price.
That's a good debate. I would take the guy. Get rid of the picks.
Okay,
I'll take the younger guy.
I'll take both,
or both,
or sign Josh Sweat.
Hey, you want to cut Epinesa and save your $4 million, sign Khalil Mack, and then I can trade Rousseau and your picks to get Garrett, and then cut Epinesa, take that money, and give it to Khalil Mack. There you go.
Look at this.
Brand new defensive line.
We got all the answers. 803-0550 to join us. Paul Hamilton on the other side. We're going to launch into a lot of previews of the Four Nations. Paul coming up next on the Sabres' return to practice and Lindy's bold strategy to get them to the postseason that he talked about yesterday. Also coming up 9 o'clock, Mike Zeisberger, NHL.com. He is in Boston covering the final, which comes your way tonight. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.